Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Okay, we're still here kicking around at the Toronto Comic Con. Starting to speak up a bit because it is getting louder and louder as the day progresses. And I'm over here at the table of the Ontario Ghostbusters with Briley. And I just wanted to ask you a few questions about, you know, the group itself, what it does, what it means to you guys. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the group?
All right. Well, as you may have heard, it's getting loud here, so I will project from the diaphragm. We're a nonprofit organization. We're here collecting funds for sick kids, for the Vasculitis Foundation, and for a no-kill animal shelter.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's always great when cosplayers get together for, you know, such a good cause. It's always important to make sure that, you know, we look out for what we can.
Yeah. Well, it's so important to help, right?
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people really do want to help, and this just gives them a really easy and accessible forum to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think it makes people a lot more comfortable and willing as well, I think. That's just my personal opinion.
I mean, the fact that they're also dirt broke when they come out of the main room doesn't hurt either.
Well, certainly you got a pretty wild setup here with everything that looks like it's from the movie, and these are all things that you guys have made yourselves.
Absolutely. You can't really get the movie props unless you're willing to break into, like, a Planet Hollywood, and as yet, we're not willing to do that. So we're left to make it ourselves.
Well, it looks good. You've got the traps, the crazy helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Everything looks good. The goggles and the costumes look fantastic.
Uniforms. Yes, yeah.
Apologies.
I'm sure we'll be editing that part of the interview out.
It's always best not to edit my screw-ups because people like it when I screw up.
Makes you more human?
Yeah. Because, you know, I am a machine.
Yeah, of course.
But it's...
Well, that explains the strange lights and whirring noises.
I'm not telling you where those whirring noises are coming from either. Now, you guys, I see you guys all over the place. So you guys do a lot of shows, obviously helping out for the great causes. What are some of the shows that you kind of set up looking forward to the most each year?
Oh, that would be a hard one. I think our four biggest shows and the ones we kind of prepare the most for would be Comic-Con here.
Right.
Would be the Niagara Falls Comic-Con.
Right.
FanX, of course.
Absolutely.
And coming up on the inside would be the Hamilton Comic-Con, which is now just expanding to 2 days.
Nice. And, I've definitely seen you at all those shows myself. And it's always great to have that Ghostbuster presence. I think it makes people
safer,
excited.
Generally, yeah.
Well, safer for sure, but excited to see what looks like real Ghostbusters walking around. It really brings a part of that movie home for them.
I think it's something that we're always amazed and flattered by, is how many young people come up going, oh my god, the Ghostbusters. I've seen the movies, and I've seen the TV show, and I love you guys. And how many older people we have coming up going, you guys, this was part of my childhood, and I love it, and you guys are just such a refreshing look. It's like it's bringing me back. It's giving me those fond memories of my childhood.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And speaking of Niagara Falls Comic Con, last year you guys were there. The Ecto-1 was there, and so was Ernie Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
And how exciting was that?
Oh, it was awesome. Exhausting, but so good.
And he's such a cool guy, too.
So approachable. So he's always got time. Even if you're not a Ghostbuster, he's always got time.
That's awesome.
And for us, it's just like he was so respectful and so welcoming and so warm to what we were here to do and how we were doing it. You couldn't ask for more.
Awesome.
You really couldn't.
That's great. And it's great to see that, you know, he himself is a fan.
Yeah.
Like, he loves to share that experience with everybody. And, you know, I'm sure you guys gave him a great avenue to really help make the fans more more comfortable to approach him as well.
Well, we try. I mean, it's all about that level of comfort, right? If you can't be comfortable with what you love, then what do you love it, right? If you can't be free with what you're into, then it's just going to be a bad road, man.
Well, certainly, you know, you guys got an awesome setup here today. It's great
Thank
to
you.
See the crowd moving around and checking everything out. I also like that you guys got props from the second movie as well.
Oh yeah,
those are wild. I love seeing those.
They're wild and awkward and bulky, but they're still fun.
It's, you know what, it makes it worth it. It shows that you guys put that level of attention in to make sure that you're, you know, achieving that look that everybody recognizes.
I believe it's called screen cap accurate.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it, if not, it will be.
I always heard it referred to as Canon.
From this date forward, screen cap accurate.
Okay, you heard it here first. Riley from the Ontario Ghostbusters has coined a phrase that we are going to keep.
And I want a coin every time someone says it from now on.
There we go. Excellent. Now, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
And, thank you.
You know, thank you for the great work you're doing to help raise money for so many great causes, and certainly look forward to seeing you at more shows.
Thank you very much, sir. It's a pleasure.
You take care.
Yep, you too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.